More than 1.3 billion people traveled internationally in 2023. That's nearly 1 in 7 people in the entire world. Chances are, you probably know someone who traveled internationally, and odds are that you have too. People travel for a bunch of reasons. They want adventure, they want to seek new things, they want to learn more about themselves, they want to relax. And that brings us to our question for the day.
Does travel make you a better person?
I'm sure we've all seen that post on social media. You know the one that I'm talking about. It's a beautiful landscape, maybe mountains or a beach, or mountains and a beach if you're lucky. And it says something like, "We travel not to escape life, but for life not to escape us," in a whimsical font. Those types of posts hint at a shallow, almost self-righteous take on travel. It's more like bragging, "Check out how beautiful and cool my life is." If you dig into the comments section of any travel influencer's post, you will find a score of people calling out how unrealistic this lifestyle is and how privileged they are for getting the opportunity to travel this way. Even the New Yorker magazine jumped on this trend, publishing the explosive article, "The Case Against Travel," which paints travel in selfish, self-indulgent lights. And while I do think the article has valid points about our attitudes and dispositions while traveling, I'm not sold on the idea that we shouldn't travel. So I'm going to talk to our resident expert, Dr. Hans Stockton. He's the Associate Vice President of International Relations and Engagement, and the man personally responsible for hundreds, if not thousands, of students studying abroad. We'll just jump straight into it. Does traveling make you a better person?
Absolutely, travel makes you a better person. Whether it's your interpersonal communication skills, your problem solving, your ability to meet differences head on and you know, live with those differences and serve as a teacher, but also as a matter of discovering one's faith. I mean, all of those come together when you travel.
And I'm sure you've seen this when you've been traveling. There's always like the example of the noisy American traveler. Mm-hmm. What are some things that people can do to not be that?
The ugly tourist is something that Americans have suffered with for decades. I think we've gotten better in general. But basically, to be present and not always have to be at the front of a crowd or to make a spectacle out of yourself, to be respectful of whether it's the physical or cultural surroundings in which you find yourself, to be curious, to show people the ultimate kind of consideration, and to show your curiosity to learn about them, their place, their ways of life. If one does those three simple things, then it's very, very difficult to turn into or be perceived as an ugly tourist. Mm-hmm.
And given your role here, I imagine you've done a fair amount of traveling. Mm-hmm. How have you seen like travel affect you personally in your personal development and your growth?
Yeah, so for the university now, I travel building institutional relationships. But over my 22 years at St. Thomas, I've been an international studies professor. I've directed the study abroad program. I've taken students, groups of students abroad. And so when I think about how travel has changed and changed me or changed others, you know, I've got a 2 decades of perspective. One of the most impactful, well, there are many, but one of the most impactful episodes was, it was probably 15 years ago, I was taking students to Taiwan. We all got on the plane, there were about 19 of us, and one of my students taps me on the elbow and says, "This is my first time on an airplane." And I said, "You on an international flight?" She goes, "No, ever on a plane." And so she suffered tremendously motion sickness all the way there and half of the way back. But she didn't let it get her down. She was so excited about the trip, her first time out of the U.S. And then to see how that 2 weeks in Taiwan really helped kind of not only flex her strengths, but to learn some new abilities at dealing with such a very different environment. You know, me personally, friends, my personal development to experience, encounter and dialogue in so many different countries and cultures of the world. And I'd be a very different person if I hadn't had those experiences. And I don't think I'd like myself as much if I hadn't.
I like that answer. So what was your first international trip? Like, how old were you? Where did you go? And how do you think that set you in the position you are in today?
Yeah, so I'll separate international trip from being a tourist with mom and dad on a family vacation to my first like solo international trip where I had to be responsible for myself. And so I was 22 years old. I just graduated from my undergraduate degree, and I decided I want to become an East Asia Studies scholar. And I figured, well, you know what? I should probably go somewhere.
That'd be good, yeah.
And so I spent 6 months in Taiwan and studying Mandarin, living with, thank goodness, the mother of my roommate back in college. But you got to learn how to pay your light bill. You got to learn how to mail an envelope. The fact that the post office back then didn't have sticky stamps. You had glue. And so if you wanted to seal an envelope or put a stamp, there are these big buckets of glue that you had to figure out how to use, wow, you know, sufficiently. And just like I had this fantasy in my head of what it would be like. And then when you hit the ground, you realize that a lot changes. Some things aren't going to be as pleasant as you thought. Some things are going to be a surprise that you didn't expect. That's what travel does, is it not only can reinforce your expectations about the goodness in the world or about the kindness of people, but it can surprise you with how poor some people can really be in this world, or how much faith you can find around the corner when you didn't expect it. And again, just encountering that day after day after day for 180 days, you come back a very different person. And you look at your own surroundings in a very different light.
I don't know if you caught that, but Dr. Stockton made a very important distinction. He said, not as a tourist. And I think this is going to be an important distinction because it's at the heart of the matter of helping us understand our motivation for travel and how it'll impact others. But all that gets me thinking, what does a tourist even look like?
So a tourist exists in a place and they have their needs provided for. When you're actually living in a place and you don't have a concierge, right? There's no immediate 1-800 assistance. You got to figure out what to do, how to do it, where to go on your own a lot. You also have to come up with the financial means of paying for 180 days in Taiwan when you're, you know,
broke college kid.
When you're just recently a recovering broke college student. Mm-hmm. As a tourist, you often think of yourself as being in this bubble with the folks you're with, and you don't move within your settings, you move through them. And when you're in that mentality, the curiosity that you need is not there. Oftentimes the respect for others and their surroundings is not there. And so you're getting you're getting the scenery, but you're not getting the flavor, right? That's being a tourist. And so for our students, for our Celts, to have that starter experience, a semester abroad or a faculty-led study abroad participation, to have that first step to where you're not entirely on your own, but you are expected to kind of take care of things a little bit. I wish that for every student.
Like you've already talked a little bit about the approaching with curiosity, approaching it with, you know, compassion and like being open to what those experiences are. But it still takes time after the fact to kind of still go through and process that. So what does that look like on the other side of a trip? Like while you're there, you're trying to just take it all in. But then you get home and it's back to your everyday. Like, Like how do you integrate the things that you saw, the things that you learned, the things that you experienced in your day-to-day anew?
Yeah, well, so, you know, going back to tourists versus, you know, travel, when we're tourists, we come back and we reflect on the pretty pictures we got, or maybe the really good pinto de gallo we had for breakfast, something like that. But, you know, when you're really in the experience, when it's over with, you take time to reflect. How did that trip impact me, right? Not just what I learned, what, you know, who I met, how people interact. How did I flow well in my surroundings, or was I kind of this pinball, you know, bumping around from error to error, mm-hmm. right? And so that reflection is really, really important. And, you know, the first trip to Taiwan was in 92, and, you know, I've been back two or three times a year, every year, you know, except for COVID. Friends, right, family. I'm Uncle Hans to, you know, the children of my friends. That those kids are now starting to graduate college. And so that trip, right, that travel stayed with me in the form of real human relationships, right? And boom.
Yeah, I can totally see that. So the last thing I want to ask is, who do you think is a great example of a good traveler, and why?
Mr. Polite of the universe, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, he's great. Right?
He's clearly present, but he's not peacocking. He's not trying to grab attention. He doesn't climb over others to get to from point A to point B. And it seems like he has a genuine curiosity, you know, about where he's at, what he's doing, who he's with, and he's aware of things, right? And so if I can be that as a tourist or international traveler, then that just invites people to be polite, to maybe help out when you need assistance of some kind, but to make friendships. And so I guess that would be my nominee.
I think he's perfect. I think he's like the only person in existence that the entire internet loves. So I think that says something about him as a human. By exercising these three qualities, being engaged, being respectful, and being curious, we can ensure that we have authentic encounters that lead to our actual growth. Maybe that's how travel makes us better people. It helps us to understand and appreciate our place within the world. It helps to remove the fog from our everyday, ordinary life and sets it against the new and the novel, so that when we do come home, we see our life with new eyes and appreciate the beauty that we already lived. Hope you like this video. If you have any questions you've been dying to ask, send them our way. We're at maxstudios@sttom.edu or send us a DM on Instagram @maxstudiosust. Thanks for watching.